God Does Not Enjoy Our Suffering by Stephen Altraug, read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Lamentations 3:31-33. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but, though he cause grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he does not afflict from his heart or grieve the children of men. I admit, there are times when I believe God enjoys bringing pain into my life. I know in my head that God works all things for good and that I'm supposed to rejoice always, and that nothing can blady-blady-blah, but deep down, I suspect God somehow enjoys seeing me suffer. I think of God as a drill sergeant. He makes me suffer because he knows it will ultimately be truly good for me. See Romans 8, etc. But he also makes me suffer because he enjoys seeing me break down. I imagine that God enjoys breaking me. But the reality is God takes no pleasure in my suffering. None. Zero. Nada. Thomas Brooks says, God takes no delight to afflict his children. It goes against the grain of his heart. It grieves him to be grievous to them. It pains him to punish them. It is like death to him to strike them. He has no inclination or disposition to the work of afflicting them. I'm a dad. I love my children so much, and I do not take any pleasure in disciplining my children. There are times when I must discipline them, but it does not bring me any pleasure. Our Heavenly Father does not take any pleasure in causing us to suffer. He is not a cosmic sadist. Yes, he uses suffering for our good. Yes, he uses suffering to make us more like Jesus. Yes, he works all of our sufferings for his glory and our good. But he does not enjoy breaking us. He does not take a perverted pleasure in seeing us brought to nothing. All suffering is the result of sin in the world. Not necessarily personal sin, but the fact that sin is in the world. How sad it must be for God when I think he enjoys hurting me. How hurtful it must be to him when I believe he enjoys orchestrating my suffering. His heart is tender toward me. His hands are gentle around me. It grieves him to be grievous to me. It is like death for him to strike me. Scripture promises we will suffer. When we suffer, let's not believe the satanic lie that God somehow enjoys making us suffer. Nothing could be further from the truth. He ordains, orchestrates, and uses suffering, but he never, ever delights in causing suffering.
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.